15 to 20 million.
Jump out there.
I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihosh.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio. And we have a lot to talk about today. This is a very historic date in American history. I ask that you go to your telephone, invite family members and friends to tune in, and then listen to our guest. Today I'm with Larkin Connolly, and also joining us is the ever-famous Mark Andel, which we'll be talking about him today. Today is, and you can also check us out on the internet by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, today is September the 11th, and another historic date in American history. In fact, it was on the morning of September the 11th, 2001, 12 years ago, that America was attacked by terrorists. And since then, Americans have remembered this day in history as Patriot Day. Now, not Patriots Day, but Patriot Day. Patriots were the people of the American Revolution time. So we call it Patriot Day, which means every one of us must be a patriot for America. I won't forget that day because my daughter Marion called me as I was coming into the office to let me know that an airplane had crashed into the World Trade Center. At the moment, I thought, well, it was just an accident, but by the time I went into the office, turned on the television, I knew that it was not an accident. And of course, the historic times and events after that all took place. And I, of course, I know the historic towers there in Lower Manhattan because my family and I had visited the World Trade Center observation floors many times. So we knew exactly what it was all about. But today, as we remember Patriot Day, we're going to also do something special in Philadelphia. Now, I know that people all over the country, especially in New York City, are marking Patriot Day, honoring all those that lost their lives unnecessarily in the bombing of the World, you know, Trade Centers with these airplanes going into them. But we are doing something very special in Philadelphia this evening at 7:30 p.m. It'll be at the Regal Theater, 1400 Columbus Boulevard in South Philadelphia. As I mentioned on my Saturday broadcast and last Saturday, we got 1 week notice for this event, and I'm very pleased with the response from our listeners and the community. We're going to have a very nice showing of people there tonight, and I'm looking forward to hearing their reactions once they see the film. I did see the film, but I can't say a word. Even last night I was out, and people were trying to get me to speak up, but I wouldn't do it. It's a very compelling documentary which explores the impact of America's manufacturing base. And it also encourages ordinary citizens like you and I to do our part to make sure that positive change is happening in America. Now, in addition to all of our efforts here on American Workers Radio and on the Saturday Variety broadcast and the Polish American Radio program, we have a number of patriots who have joined our cause over the years. And of course, I want to compliment one of them who we will see today in the film. Those that are coming tonight will see this gentleman, and he is going to be featured, and I'm sure that you'll be very pleased. But before I go to Mark, I want to ask Larkin, what were you doing on September the 11th, 2001?
Oh, goodness. Good morning, Michael. Henry, good morning. Mark, good morning. And everybody in the listening audience, good morning. Yeah, I remember it very well. I was working for a startup high technology company in Norfolk, Virginia, living in Richmond. So I drove to Norfolk every day, probably 4 days a week. And I walked into a 7-Eleven blocks away from the office and walked in, and everybody was standing stunned around a television set that was hanging from the ceiling, watching one of the buildings. Burnt. The second plane hadn't even hit it yet. And I, there was an international flare to the company that I was working for at the time. They were high technology in that they were the first company to put full motion videos on top of gasoline dispensers. And so it was a French people involved, a handful of Brits and Germans. So my memory is unique in that I was amazed at how angered the expatriates were, the Englishmen especially, and the Germans. They were really, by the time I got to the office, full disclosure, we knew what was going on. And they were really, really annoyed. And we're looking for jets in the sky immediately so that there was somebody that we could take out for this. And obviously that wasn't the way it developed, but that was a very amazing morning. I remember that, and I remember where I was when John Kennedy got shot. Those are 2 days that I'll probably never forget as long
yeah,
as
this I is this is really something that all of us remember in modern history. And that's, you know, how Mark, how and what were you doing on that particular day 12 years ago?
Well, good morning, guys, and listeners. Yeah, I'd never forget that day either. My wife had called. I was at General Welding in our my front office. And she had called and said, geez, there's been an accident similar to, like you said, Mike, a plane hit the building. I said, you know, where? She said, turn on the TV. And then as we were talking, the other one hit the building. And then we just, there was silence. But I was right on the phone with my wife. She was crying. It was the first day we were getting lawn put in. The landscapers had started at the house. And then, you know, a lot of my guys at General Welding, we had one little TV on the counter, and we went up. In fact, this morning, a good friend, good ex-employee called me or texted me from Carlisle, PA, and remembered that day we sat and, watching the TV on our counter at General Welding. And, you know, that it just changed. I'll never forget that feeling. Like you, Larkin, it's like something you never forget in your life. And 12 years went by now, and I pledged the Made in America team and our family. I pledged never to forget that day and always to honor them poor victims, the pilots, stewardess and the port authority that was stuck down below, and the first responders, and that's why we just got to always thank veterans. And so much has changed since then, but I think it taught us one thing, that family is number one and your loved ones are number one, because that's one feeling, I'll never forget, Mike, where is everybody and is everybody safe?
No question. And it was an event that more than any that I can think of changed the complexion of this country. It really did. It was a complete game changer from that point forward. And if you've been under a rock and haven't tried to board a commercial jet, then maybe you don't know how it's changed the world. But that's just a small part of it. But it was a game changer. There's no question.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And today I know that there will be a number of ceremonies throughout the United States marking it today, this afternoon, and this evening. Many veterans groups are getting together to mark the occasion and to have that sense of family. That's very important in this. It should have also encouraged us to take a good look at ourselves over the last 12 years, which, was not what was happening. We were worried about what was happening in other parts of the world, but we still have to have a focus here on the USA. Mark, this evening we are going to have a few hundred guests come to the theater to enjoy the movie. It's going to be something I'm looking forward to hearing people talk about. It's going to be something I'm pleased to bring in and show people. And I'm going to ask people for their reaction. Now, we have a number of people who were not able to come because they have back-to-school nights with their kids tonight and things like that. But we're going to try to bring this again to the Philadelphia area maybe sometime next year, and maybe even do after the meeting some kind of a little get-together, a conference, because I'm really amazed by the good response of people, many people that I myself don't know that responded on our link and are coming, and they're going to get their tickets at the door. And it's just going to be a very nice event. And Larkin Conley invited many of his friends and guests. So we're going to have a good publicity event tonight. And of course, I will let you know what everyone has to say, Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't thank you enough, Mike, for what you've done, and Larkin and our team here and all the listeners, you know, on our country. We all love our country, obviously. But this movie, and you've seen it, Mike, and it means so much. It's non-political. It's on America. Any age can enjoy it, you know, at least a sixth grader and above. I think you'd agree with that, Mike. This, it's a subtle approach, non-political, but it shows you where we were, the great country we are and were, and where we are and what we better do to get it right for our next generation. But it shows that people have power, which your show's all about. It shows a subtle approach. People can vote with your dollar. But how that spider web effect, when you buy and purchase one item in your country, and you should support the country you live in, it shows you how it works. And I think they did a great job. It's a top-quality film. It did roll out national last weekend in L.A. and New York. And I'm just thank you for bringing it. You know how much we fought to get it in Philly. Hopefully we get it again. But thank you for all you've done, Mike. And I know it was short notice. We're in a similar thing again. We were just told it's going to be in Buffalo next week. But thank you for sticking with it. I can't
I'll
thank
tell you.
Enough.
When I heard that yesterday, that you're you're getting it in Buffalo in a week, I thought, wow, they really like to give us a lot of notice.
We didn't know, and we got these other things going on. But you know how it goes. That's showbiz, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark. I haven't seen a trailer, I haven't seen a picture, I haven't seen an ad. And I decided not to do that, to wait to watch it on the big screen. I want to see Mark Andel. I want to see your Academy Award performance. I really do.
I think you'll enjoy it, and I apologize I couldn't come down here. I would have loved to. I was on TV today in Buffalo at TV 7, and it was pretty neat. They tied they did an ABC World News clip on September 11th, of course, their remembrance and, you know, never forgetting what's going on in the country. And then they put me on right after for a seven-minute, because what we do is a September 11th tribute concert this Saturday, and it's our fourth annual. But we do it as a family day. You know, we get family together. We've got music and food and vendors, and we support our veterans, and we're trying to raise money for an Iraq-Afghanistan memorial in Buffalo. So it was an honor to be on TV7, and I didn't want to miss it, so I would have loved to come down and see you. But thank you again. You know, you guys going and doing all you're doing to get that thing off the ground.
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm about as excited as a 16-year-old sophomore in high school waiting for a prom date. I mean,
I
really
am. Make sure you sit and stare at it. I actually waited to see it on the big screen, and I'm glad I did. And, Mike, you know what I mean. It'll be even better for you again.
Yes, and I'm telling you, I'm very pleased by the response, because many of the people that have responded are people that I don't know, but people who listen to our broadcast, and I'm looking forward to meeting many of them this evening. And of course, we had a nice response from our local community, our Saturday listeners, so it's going to be a very nice event. But I will say this, at some point in the future, we have got to get together around this film, because it is a uniting force, get together around the film and get you, Rich Logis, and Larkin, and myself to lead a panel, a discussion panel of what we're going to do. And at that time, we'll invite the press. Maybe we can do something on PBS. I have some connections in Philadelphia. We could do something and have it televised and do something where we're showing people and allowing people maybe to call in or come into the studio or whatever, to do something positive. When the people look at this tonight, they'll see just what a positive ripple down effect comes about when you have manufacturing done in your own area. From that manufacturing, there are many jobs created, which people really don't really realize. When I say manufacturing, they say, well, that's difficult work. And I say, well, that's true. However, there is management, there is advertisers, there's the sales clerks, there is the sales department, generally the sales department. There's all of those things that do there, plus there's the local coffee shops. Everything has a benefit from having the manufacturing base. And also, it's pretty scary when people were telling me, I was at the Polish festival over the weekend again at the National Shrine of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. What a beautiful event. Thousands and thousands come out every day. But people say, you're right. It is scary to go to the store and get all that back to school stuff for my kids and see the majority of it available mainly with a foreign made label. How is that possible? It's pretty scary.
And that is, you know, Mike, I do want to confirm we're going to definitely lock in to that movie, a private screening in your area, and tie it together, like you said, question and answer, and get people involved, because we can stir it up after they get their theatrical release commitment done. It'll be more easily available, and we'll absolutely do that. But, you know, like you said, the movie itself, it's a subtle approach, but people have to realize how much power they have.
Absolutely. As Americans, we control everything in this country by what we buy and what's helping American workers, what's hurting American workers. We're the leading force. And tonight's movie is, of course, going to outline that very nicely. There are a few seats available, not that many, according to those that have already signed up on the internet. But if you would like information, you can call this number. 215 area code 922-1700.
And how many people actually is that theater seat, Mike?
Well, see, we have a couple options. We can go from 300 to 400, so we still have some places, but we have a couple hundred people already coming tonight.
Excellent.
And we're looking forward to a real good, happy crowd.
And maybe on your website, maybe Henry can help, maybe there could be a question answer, because a lot of times there's questions about the movie, so maybe we can talk about something like that too.
I want to do something where all of us can get together. I know that Rich is on travel today, so he's not going to be with us, but he would be a great person to be on the panel to take questions from the people, because people have a lot of questions. Why has this happened? Why has it taken so long for people to understand what's happening to us? Why are we in a situation where we need 40 million jobs in what is referred to always as the greatest country on earth? It simply doesn't make sense to anybody. So I'd love to see that. And this, I think, the press would pick up, because it would be a community forum. That's really what we need. We need a community forum. I can talk with the people, and every one of you can talk with the people and give them answers and give them direction as to what's happening. There's also people in my travels tell me we should be focusing a few products a week of what's going to be available, especially with the upcoming holiday. Is there stores nationally distributing certain products that you can go into any major store and pick up that are American made? Let's get those guys with dollars in their pockets so they're able to keep their people employed. That's the bottom line. So Mark, you are a man who is going to be featured in Philadelphia. Everyone will see your happy, smiling face up on the screen today. And you will certainly hear the response that I, you know, get from the people. I'll be talking about it as time goes on. But Larkin and I are going to welcome the guests today at the door. And hopefully, if I have a way, you know, of getting the reaction from the people, I'll make sure that you get it. Maybe we can even get a few pictures. I asked Henry to bring in his top-notch camera for today. So we'll get some pictures and post it on our site and put it in the next edition of our paper.
Excellent. You know, a lot of people don't realize this movie took about 3.5 years in the making, and Nathan McGill and Vincent Vitario, or Life is My Movie, are the producers, and you can see that, you know, at Made in America or AmericanMadeMovie.com. But Nathan and Vincent also dedicated their life, and they're true to this. It's an inspirational documentary film, and they've done an awesome job, and people they're tied with in Georgia and L.A. are just good people, too. I've met them all. They believe, too, Mike and Larkin, so they'd fit our team wonderful.
I have to say that we have a few representatives coming today, including Representative Cohen, Representative Bob Brady. We have a few people who are going to be joining us. It's going to be very interesting. I have some delegates from some of our elected officials coming as well, because there are some other events taking place tonight at veterans groups and things like that. They're having a memorial remembering possibly veterans who lost their lives since the 9/11 event, and they're having those events today. So, but our people will be gathering at 7:30 tonight at the Regal Theater, 1400 Columbus Boulevard in South Philadelphia at Reed Street. There's tons of parking. Don't hesitate to come and join us, but call us in advance to let us know that you would like some of those tickets. It's 215 area code 922-1700. There is also a link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. All you have to do is click on it, and it goes to the reply link. Now, of course, the reply link says respond by September the 10th, but it's the 11th. It's the day of the event. We love you. We want you to come and be part of our group so you can respond, and we'll see you there.
And I'm not exactly sure who to give the kudos to as far as social media is concerned, but I just Googled Made in America movie, and the first thing that comes up is American-made movie showtimes in Philadelphia.
Yep. Right?
So it's check it out, Mark.
Right on the top.
Yeah, the theater is very accommodating. I don't know what they're doing in their own, you know, theater number, but our people are all gathering in one particular theater. So it's going to be a very, very great event.
Well, this is our event. I mean, the 1400 South Columbus Boulevard. So somebody did very well. Thank you, whoever that was.
Well, Mark, you can, I don't know how you're doing your event. Yours is going on the 18th?
Yeah, like you said, we just said found out yesterday, and we had our event this Saturday. But, yeah, it's going to be next Wednesday also, 7:30 at a Dipson Theater of their choice. And we're going to react to it, too, because we had our private screenings, but there's a lot of people that wanted to see it again. You'll be amazed how it changes people, this movie.
Well, it's true. You know, after decades of seeing jobs leave America, I'm seeing the tide is changing. Larkin has been saying for the last year that it's turning around. We're seeing people talk about it everywhere I go. There was a young man with a little boy in a stroller and a daughter holding by the stroller walking at the festival last weekend. And he stopped me, and it really impressed me because he said, I listen all the time, and one thing I like about what you do is you don't flog Democrats or Republicans or Tea Party. You're flogging the whole system as it is. And I like that, and I have been going out of my way to buy American, even if I have to bypass stores and go on the internet to get it. I'm doing it because I feel so strongly. And he said one other thing. I am pleased with what you're doing because you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your kids and my kids. And I said, that's exactly right. That's what we're all doing it for.
Like, you would have been proud last night. I exercised my right to vote in our local primary election. But the lady, I went with my wife and my little daughter, but she said, what party? I said, American. I said, that's all that matters. I want the qualified guy. And had a little fun in the local fire hall, you know. But exercise that right to vote, which Rich would be proud, but it makes a difference. You know, we had some local, some power went to some local people's heads, and sometimes you got to get them out and get the new one, get fresh blood in there.
You know, we talked about getting the 50 governors together for a long time, and I'll tell you, as I've suggested that everywhere I go, people agree with it. People, the general public, you and I agree with it. But the elected officials find every barrier possible why it can't and shouldn't happen. You know, well, you don't understand, Michael. This was the best excuse I've ever heard. You don't understand. Governors from the South have different needs than governors from the North. I said, well, that's true. But wouldn't it be good if all the governors could get together at some conference for 3 days, lock the doors, no bull, no cell phones, nothing. Lock the doors and talk about common issues. One of those issues must be jobs. One of those issues must be expanding our infrastructure. One of them has to be education. And let just those 50 people speak to one another. What is the problem with it? It's this insanity trying to hold away, you know, I don't want this one to know what I'm doing. And it's just insanity. It's illness. By the way, Mark, how did your interview go this morning in Buffalo?
Really, real good. It was, fast. We were on about 7 minutes, but it was to push our event this Saturday that, again, I can't ever say enough for those who serve. And I always said they're the heroes that served yesterday, today, or tomorrow. You know, the guys on the football field and hockey arenas, they're playing a game. But, it was great. They know me in this area. They know what I stand for. But we have a good family day. It went real good. I also took this new grill, which was skilled work. You know, it's a new invention we got. I got to show you guys one. Larkin, you'll love it, and Mike. And it's a small 15-inch grill made out of stainless, but it compacts easy. And I took it on with me just to show what skilled workers can make. It's our new invention, and we're going to promote it through the Made in America store.
Very good. And, you know, as you're promoting your items, I also would like to promote two of the people that are very supportive of our broadcast, and that is Jude Watkins from AmeriLoop, and that is right under your link on the front page of American Workers Radio. Click on that. Put your name in the database. Do something to learn about where to buy things. That's a very interesting site. We also have Mike Sessions that is assisting us in every way possible, and you can go to his link. It's on the front page of American Workers Radio also, right on the left side as you go down about 5-6 links, and it's Go for Made in America. And of course, Mark, you're featured on that site as well. And
thank you.
By the way, you have to check out all these sites. And when you check out the Made in America store, you'll also find that Mark has put up many of the other sites and companies that are featuring American-made items. You can look on that link and find all sorts of products, things that we don't even know are available and should be available in our stores, are not available because the merchandisers continue to push them out. But they are on the internet, and it's my job to try to get more of these stores featured and more of those products in circulation. Now, I wanted to ask you one other thing, Mark, because you have your pulse on what's happening in your area. Do you see, I know that last week we discussed the problem with some of the manufacturers looking to make socks and things like that overseas. Have you seen any companies coming back to New York?
New York's a really tough business climate right now. And I was sad the other night, Monday night on our news, Niagara Ceramics, which is, they have 100-plus employees. And since I opened the store 3 years ago, they were my only ceramic supplier of the cups and plates. And I heard they were closing their doors. So that was, it really hit me hard. Three people texted me in the news. I said, boy, how could that be? But, you know, China was their number one problem they listed in foreign competition. You know, I've seen, positive. New York's a tough climate. We've got to get the right people in office, like you talk about, consistently, and help businessmen. And remember, it's about livelihoods, you know, keeping these livelihoods in our area, because we love our area. I love my town. I love the family here, and that's why we want to stay. But again, you know, we're supporting 5,000 products. We have the 400 vendors and suppliers we support, so we're very happy. But I hate when I see one or two go out, I see on the news, because, boy, and they've been around a while. But, otherwise, we stay positive. We keep looking. I got two new items in yesterday, so we're always looking for that last company, you know, to help them grow.
Very good. You know, as I spoke to people at this festival, I spoke to some business people who work for companies in the area, and they said that there has been a slowdown of companies leaving the USA. And that is a very good sign. I feel good because I didn't get it from experts. I got it from people in the know who are experiencing it because they work there. They said, yes, our company was in jeopardy of taking a powder, but after talking with the employees, we decided we're going to have to level off our salaries and benefits and everything else, and we want to keep our jobs here. We want to keep the company moving, and I think that's really a positive sign. What do you find these days, Larkin?
I think that's all well and good and very true, and I wanted to switch directions here a little bit and talk about the SBA. We are honored to have the SBA in the building today.
Yes.
Here at the Polish American Cultural Center, teaching a course on how to do business with the government, how to get certified to do business with the government, and access to capital. And every time I attend one of these things or host one of them, I'm amazed at the numbers that they throw out. The government, the American government, the United States government, spends more money than number two and three added together, being China and I guess whoever else. But I mean, we spend $3.5 trillion a year on open contracts at the federal government. Everything from donuts to buildings. I mean, the government buys everything. And years ago, they chartered the SBA and gave them the chore of making sure that 23% of that money spent went to small businesses, and that small businesses were certified and qualified and got an opportunity to pick up some of this business. So you think about $3.5 trillion, 23% of that going to small business, and it kind of breaks my heart to see the 2012-2013 numbers. It only reached 20%, 21%. 2% was left on the table as an overall picture. But there are just a million women-owned businesses and veteran-owned businesses, service-disabled veteran-owned businesses that need to go out there and go through the process with the SBA to get qualified and certified to do business with the government and pick this up. I mean, it's
so what you're saying is 80% of the small businesses don't really have anything to do with the government.
It's I'm afraid the number's a little bit bigger than that. And every small business can and should get certified to do business with the federal government. They're spending money. It hasn't slowed down. D.C., you know, they can sequester their fannies off. They're still spending $3.5 trillion a year. They still buy more than anybody else in the world. They spend more money than anybody else in the world. And that those expenditures are available. So to think that we have all of these qualified small businesses that could go out there and qualify for some of these contracts, it's craziness.
Well, we're going to have to make some, maybe a conference or something like that on the radio to bring attention to that. As I said earlier, we have so much of our focus is on what's happening in other countries instead of what's happening with us here. When you hear that 80% of our small businesses could do something with the government, that would also be a way of keeping our money here at home. And by the way, if the government is buying stuff, are they buying it from foreign providers?
I knew you were going to bring that up. Darn it. Shoot. not totally. And that really is kind of...
Where would they go then if they're not buying it from foreign governments to get the 80% of the other products they need?
Is this a Verrazano Bridge bait that you're giving me? they bought the steel for the Verrazano Bridge rebuild from China.
Well, see, that is one of the things that I argued. Spoke with one of our representatives. I said something like this should absolutely be, after we receive 10 bids from American companies and they're all not qualified or whatever, then can we take from another country? This is totally ridiculous. Now, according to what I found out with the Verrazano Bridge, is they put the bid out, and within a short period of time, there were only one or two bidders, and then they went for the best bid and just dropped the others and never went out and said, we have to have a minimum of 5 bids. Why can't you have 5 bids? If you said, I went out and I got 5 bids, and of the 5 actual mandated bids with the date, time, when received, the whole deal, if they couldn't qualify, that's a different story. Then you can go foreign if your own countrymen don't have it available. But if you allowed that steel to go over the overseas and not over there instead of over here, then of course I'm really concerned.
Why don't they take the time and think about that? Why don't they have the care? You know, Mike and Larkin, these people that are sending the bid out, you should think about everybody that's involved in this process and in the shape that the country is in and how you had a chance to help. People should care in that, in them seats, even with every job, and think of their country first and research and try to get that to happen and put more effort into that side of it.
Ask me how guilty I would feel if there was an asterisk on that bid that said no foreign steel allowed.
Think
that would bother me?
Right, yeah. Right. No, I don't understand. You know, one of the things that I always said, and I say this to people all the time, as Americans, before we support someone else's house, we have to make sure our house is in order.
Yeah.
if our houses are falling down, we can't worry about someone else's. And that's the bottom line.
We have to get healthy first and then continue to help everybody like we've always done.
Yep.
We were speaking about that for the last few days. And as I said, as I went to some of these public events, and I'll be going to a few this weekend, I'll be really pleased to listen to the people. Much of what I get, even for my weekly commentaries, comes from people that I spoke with. And some of them are very happy that their companies have decided not, and I'm saying not, to move overseas or go out into any other areas because product is moving off their shelves and into stores. That's the big thing, and that's the whole bottom line with everything that we try to do here on American Workers Radio, what you're trying to do with the film, Mark, promoting it. We have to get the idea that consumers have the power to do anything they want and anything they can to help us get our house in order. By the way, many people have told me at the festival, too, that they are just not buying it now. A couple people told me I went into my closet early in the season. I saw that I had 10 pairs of shorts, 25 short sleeve shirts. And I said, well, this year, if I can't find it American made, I will do without. So that
I'll
is.
Help, I'll help clothe you, Mike. You let me know what sizes you need. I'm 100% every day. My Thorogood boots, my wigwam socks, my underwear, my pants, and my shirt, because I'm that guy. But we can do it, you know.
And I don't want to start it. I was this weekend. I was away with a bunch of friends that I've known for 40 years, husbands and wives, and the one guy asked me when I brought him up to speed on Made in America. He said, is there a denim shirt made in America?
Yes, and I actually have one denim shirt in my store. We've got last fall. It's funny, and I generally go as the blue-collar worker. I've a lot of times got my T-shirt on and wear a polo shirt because people know me, who I am. Even Fox and friends ask me, Mark, you got to wear your shirt. But a lot of times with a suit, I wore a suit when I went to the White House, but you can't find a 100% suit, and that's my answer. When somebody finds me with a 100% suit, I might wear it more.
Well, you know, Rich was on me because I have a cell phone that is 6 years old. And when Rich Logis was in town, every day he reminded me how much I need this new phone. And I said to him, Rich, I will buy the new phone as soon as it is made in America. I said, this one is working fine, and I have three editions of the same phone. Before that, I only had American phones from Texas Instruments, from Motorola. And this one I had to settle with as a foreign phone. And I said, I'm not giving up until a new phone comes in. In fact, everyone who sees me looks at the phone because I talk about it so much. They say, yeah, I can't believe you're walking with that phone. Can you text? I say, yes, I can. Can you do different things? I said, yes, I can. But I'm holding out. But I will say this. From according to Rich's predictions, we will have a new phone on the market by the end of December, totally made in the USA, at which time I will buy it, and then I will then promote it regularly. And until I get that phone, I'm not promoting any phones, period.
Beautiful. Yeah, you know, I heard that Google or Motorola, or used to be Motorola, was is coming out with that phone. And there's actually a TV made, you know, that I'm going to make sure we have in our store, because we show clips and things that we've done. But it all helps, and it's all part of it. And we'd like to be as true as we possibly can. Same as you, Mike. If there's a phone out there, we'll get it. But I challenge them, make the next phone. Make the next flying car from here. You know, start inventing. You know, Larkin, you're all about the, you know, entrepreneur and that spirit. We've got to bring back. We got to get out of survival mode and bring back the dreaming mode and build more things here.
Exactly. Very, very, very true.
Let me take a few moments to acknowledge some of the faithful people who sponsor our broadcast. And I want to say faithful because they are always available to support us 7 days a week. I would like to acknowledge Mr. Chester Shanowski, who is the proprietor of Serena's Auto Body Shop, and he has two locations to serve you. One is at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. The other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Also, Father and Son Builders, the name you know and you can trust for all of your building needs. If you live in this particular Philadelphia area, call Greg Matiashek at 215-634-7800 or check them out on the internet at fatherandsonbuilders.com. Also, we have greetings from Washington Savings Bank, Kazim Yashvielki, and Mr. Martin Bednarek, who will be at our show this evening. And we would like to let you know that they have banks throughout the Philadelphia area. Whenever you are near a Washington Savings Bank, make sure you let them know that you hear about them right here on the Polish American Radio Program and American Workers Radio. Also, best wishes to all of our listeners and supporters from Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, whose office is located at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in Port Richmond. You can call Mr. Mankowski at 215-739-8521. Also, best wishes to all from the PRCUA, the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America. They have their main office located in Chicago. They're great supporters of our radio. For more information, you can give their regional office a call in Philadelphia at 215-425-3807. And also, I would like to acknowledge Dr. Eva Matschak, and she has two locations to serve you in the Philadelphia area, one at 3084 Armingo Avenue, the other at 4250 Richmond Street in the Port Richmond section. For more information, you can give her a call at 215-739-2787. And also, remember, when you're out and you're out to dine and have a good time, Applebee's Restaurant, the one that supports us, is located at 2535 East Castor Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. Whenever you stop by, let them know that you hear about them right here on our broadcast, 860 AM. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to also acknowledge Giorgio. They are a symbol of quality since 1928. They make great foods. You can see the Giorgio name in your freezer where you shop. They are a national distributor. And I want to tell you that Giorgio has wonderful Polish pierogies, and we certainly enjoyed them by the thousands upon thousands at the National Shrine. It's Polish Festival during Labor Day weekend and the following weekend. And I want to thank all of the people that stopped me to let me know that they tune into our broadcast. Your participation, your going out of your way to support our community events is very, very important. And that's the same thing with this evening. If you would still like to participate with us, we have 25 seats available. You can call our office at 215-922-1700. Everyone that ordered their tickets online, they will be available for you in the lobby of the Regal Theater. And I thank you for spreading the word. We're looking to do more things like this to bring people together who are supporting our cause. And of course, I want to also remind you that you can listen to this rebroadcast or any of our past rebroadcasts by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. Well, Mark, as we mark this day in American history, September the 11th, our 12th anniversary, what message would you like to give to the listeners to celebrate what they're doing here to promote American-made products and support American workers?
Yeah, I just, everybody pretty well knows what I'm about. Just go out. You got to make some noise. Mike, you're very good at it. Larkin, you go out. Making noise is working. Consumers are demanding Made in America products. Talk it up. Get involved. It's time we don't sit back, and everybody understands they can do their part. One of the big things with your movie, Mike, tonight, which I did find, Larkin, it is first and second on the Google American-made movie shows in Philadelphia. This movie shows the subtle approach, but tries to get you to do your part. If everybody does their part, the listeners, all the people get involved, it shows the power of the consumer and what they can change and what they stand for. You'll make the difference. We'll take care of this country and get it healthy ourselves. So I can't stress the importance for people to go out, ask for Made in America products. Look for Made in America products. Don't buy one that's not. If you don't need it, don't buy that other product. Think about your local communities. Think about your towns and your people that you touch. And then even nationally, think about your country.
Right. You know, many people that I spoke with over the last, say, 3 months, we talked about cars made in America. And I do have that link right on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And people have told me that before they go to a car dealership, they do take a look because they want to razz the salesperson and say, do you know that this is not made or that's made? Or they want to promote the fact that they're coming to buy that particular car because it is made in America. In fact, I know people very well that have went out and bought a car, and the next thing you know, they went on the link and they checked out how much your car is made in the USA and were shocked to know that it wasn't made in the USA, because many of the foreign companies have built their industries here in the USA to avoid all the shipping and everything else. And here we find people that are still bringing those foreign cars in, and they like the look, the price is right and the quality is good, but they think that those cars are made here in the USA. So it's time we start looking out and looking into what we're buying. And as we do that, we're going to find ourselves in a very good situation.
And Mike, I think some people overthink it. You know, I think it's time to let the past go. We've made some mistakes. We've done some things wrong, whatever you believe. But I think they could keep it simple. Some people overthink it. It's a very simple process. I always said George Washington wanted his first suit made in America, so we got it done. Abraham Lincoln wanted the rails and the railway here, so we not only got the railroad here, but we got the steel from our mills. And I think it's very simple to go out, look at AIM toothpaste, look at my site, and even look at it and see what's made here, educate yourself, and go out and try to buy it. I think people overthink it. I think it's time to forget. Keep it simple. Go out there and support your local communities, and you'll see change automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would add to what Marcus said that we've made a bunch of mistakes in this country, but I'd still rather live here than anywhere else. We still have more people coming than going. The economy, for all that it has been through, is still alive and operating, maybe not as vibrantly as everybody wants it. There are going to be some adjustments. The 2008-2009 recession is going to change a lot of things. And as long as we're willing to change with it, it's going to be a vibrant country. And I think Made in America, like SCORE, is an initiative that has nothing but the betterment of this country in its heart. SCORE wants people to go out and start small businesses. They want them to do it properly, they do it the right way, involved with the business plan and all of the marketing information. Made in America, there's certainly a right way to do that. And I even find myself now checking tags. I will be the first one to admit I sometimes don't stop buying what I want, but I certainly make it known to the individual who is selling me something that I sure would be a lot happier if it were made in America.
Well, Larkin, I may have to convince you more on that subject. I'd like you to stop buying if it's not made in America. How about if we take a 30-day challenge? Everybody who's listening, stop buying anything that's not made in America for 30 days and see what a challenge it can be in some areas. Some things it's not so bad, but in others it is. Because I really believe we can't point the finger of blame over and over. We can point that blame in many directions, but we, the American consumer, have more power than we realize. Mark has said that on numerous occasions.
And Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. The biggest challenge with a 30-day buy nothing but made in America would be on the clothing side.
Yes, yeah, and you know, every day women want more clothing and jewelry, and we're slowly getting it. Clothing's coming back. It's very tough, but you can find it. 100% is hard. Of course, my site, we've got it, but you can find Made in America even if it's 50-50. We've talked about that. And one thing I don't talk about enough, as we grew the Made in America store and our movement, and you know, got the buzz going, and we've got 5,000 products under one roof, but we started at a distribution center, and Mike, we don't talk about it enough, but it's wholesale. We'll sell business to business. We'll sell it. You've got a small store, and you want products in that store, but don't want to do the homework, don't have the time. We've done the homework. You can buy 6 rolls of toilet paper from me, and instead of a semi-load like I've bought. And also, we just got into 178 canteen stores in our veterans' hospitals throughout this country. Mike, I never announced it. I'm going to do that today. We are going to be supplying 6 of our top products to 178 stores in our VA hospitals throughout this country for the VCS. And we're very proud to do that. Veterans were complaining. Vietnam vets, all our veterans, didn't want to buy stuff and support overseas. They want to support who they stood for, and it's an outstanding honor for us. So I do want to bring that up today also.
And by the way, Mark, I have to say that many people have told me they looked at your price list, they looked at your site, and they are very pleased that you support veterans. I can't thank you enough for what you've done to help the movement. I mean, whether all of us were working together or not, each one of us would still be working on this movement to help bring about more change in America. But the fact that all of us are working together is really, really positive. And people like the fact that they know that we're just not a local broadcast, that we have Mark in Buffalo, New York, and Rich in Florida, and Larkin and I are here, and many other people. Jude is up in New York, and Mike Sessions is in California. And so there's many good people trying to do their best, and we have got to do more. Our film today in Philadelphia is going to make sure that we take the next step, that we do more, because as I said, we can point the finger of blame in a million directions, but really we, America's consumers, have the power to do anything we want. If we buy more American, we keep the people in their jobs, we keep the stores open, and yes, we often will have to look around more, but it's worth the looking time, and yes, we will have to spend a little more, but it's better to have American-made quality rather than just anything that's going to be there that's cheap or whatever. I don't feel comfortable when I go into a store and they don't have a selection for me to choose from. Everything is foreign made. That store immediately is on my zero list. I don't want to be bothered. And believe me, I'll make it known to them. Just as I spoke with the people at these public events, and they come up and they really inspire me. They take my breath away by their remarks that they give, telling me that and telling me what they're doing personally to help the cause. That means more than anything, because we could be sitting here talking forever, but if we weren't influencing people, our cause would go nowhere. But
I think you have to believe, and you know, that's the first part, but I can't stress enough for people to go out and see that movie tonight, Mike. You know, but boy, if you can get out there tonight, for, you know, put something aside and see the American-made movie, and you know, at the 1400 South Columbus Boulevard at 7:30, it changes you. You'll grab an understanding of what we're talking about every week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having the people speak up afterward, and I know Larkin has some friends coming out, and some SCORE people are coming, and many of our listeners will be there. We have people of all ages coming. I'll have my daughters, who are very opinionated. They're coming. They'll give me the full treatment. I'll know what is what, and I'll be sure to let you know either publicly or privately, Mark.
And my wife is coming to this event tonight, which kind of scares me because she's...
No, she's a good opinion.
She's going to now have a pretty good idea what I do with my time.
Mike, can you call me after the movie?
I sure can.
Yeah, let me know how it went for it. You know, I mean, I'm sure you will, but yeah, give me a call no matter what time.
Oh, okay. You want me to call you tonight? Okay, I'll do it.
Call me.
Keep that cell phone. And I know you probably must be really exhausted running around, especially with your event coming up. As I told you when I first heard about it, I was going to haunt Mark to come to Philadelphia. But when I heard he had this television interview and knowing that he has his own events, I said, I can't do that to somebody. But
I'd love to be there. You know, we always joke we don't have coffee. They don't give me coffee here. We're all fired up just like you, too. You know, we do as much as we can, but this is what we do in life. And, you know, I think great people make a difference. And, you know, everybody can be a great person and just, you know, do their part.
And if someone would still like information about tonight, they can call the center at 215-922-1700. We're looking forward to seeing you there. And we will do something in the future to get Mark and Rich Logis and Larkin and myself and many others to come to some kind of a forum. I know one of our public service stations would be happy to cover that for us. And we have the forum to do it where we are right now. And there's no reason for us not to be able to do it. So, Mark, at that time, I'll try to schedule it when you don't have a lot of things going on. Maybe not at a time when you're sitting there in 10 feet of snow or something where you won't be able to get out or you have to be there selling snow plows.
You get a hold of my Sue there. She sends me anywhere. It doesn't matter the temperature, the weather. I tell her use me in a
bit. Oh, Sue is a very happy-go-lucky person. I enjoy.
Oh, she's got her hands full too, but she keeps coming back in. It surprises me.
Well, guys, I want to say to you, I'm really pleased that we've been able to talk and discuss what we were doing on this day 12 years ago. It was a day that changed the world, and I noticed that many of our people have changed since that time. And with the recession that followed, we had a lot of false bubbles in the country. It was the dot-com bubble that fell apart because everyone became their own computer expert. Then we had the housing bubble that fell apart. There were just too many things where people latched onto thinking that they're going to get rich quick. But my thought here is a slow quarter is always better than a fast buck. So work together, help your local communities. You'll be able to keep your jobs by making sure that people know that they're doing what they can to help the product you work for and are helping to support. And I'll look forward to seeing everyone this evening. Larkin, you and I will be welcoming people at the door. And Mark, I'll call you tonight and let you know what is going on. And I want to thank you for your tremendous help for the cause of American workers. And please do continue your good work. My thanks to everyone there at Made in America store. And of course, I'll be in touch with you as I see you tonight, our listeners and our friends who are coming tonight. And I'll give you an update on Saturday's broadcast and also next Wednesday.
Hey, Mike, can you buy Larkin some popcorn for me?
I shall.
Okay.
Well, thank you all. David Zenya, and we'll be in touch with you very, very soon after the show today.
Take care, guys.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.